What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you so much for tuning in to the Big Honker Podcast. Hopefully everybody's made it through hunting season in one piece. We are now into the off season. This podcast is brought to you by none other than Double T British Kennels. Mr. Corey has got some of the finest Brit Labs out there that are on the market today. You can go to his website at britlabs.com and get in contact with him there.
Buy you a pet and a working dog all together at the same spot. Great package. Logan, who works for us, he's got a dog, Delta, perfect pet, perfect hunting dog. Go to britlabs.com.
That's all you got to do. Also, we're brought to you by Hemp Hill Farm. Getting old, you get some ouchies every once in a while. There's a promo code, BHP. It will save you 20% off of checkout. They also have a way you can save 30% on your first order. CBD is the way to go. Hemp Hill Farm is naturally derived CBD. It's all organic. Taking care of all of my growing pains.
Right, Jeff. Now, they've got a gummy sale, 20% off plus free shipping.
Can't beat it.
Nope. It's hemphillfarm.com. Farm is spelled PHARM.com. I take a gummy every night for bed. Helps me sleep good. Do not wake up with a hangover. I take one about 10 o'clock. I go to bed about 10:30. Usually about 6 o'clock in the morning, I roll out of bed and I feel fine. One other thing too. I have plantar fasciitis in both feet, both my feet. I tore both of my Achilles in my younger years. It's a side effect of it. When it does bother me, it doesn't very often. I take the salve or the roll-on and put it on. It automatically wipes it out. At Turkey, he brung some to Turkey for us at all. Stood on concrete for 3 straight days. Walked 10,000 steps a day. Oh, knees get a little ouchy and stuff. They got me a new blood pressure medicine. Put that stuff, rub it on my knees and joints. Feel like a million. Feel like a 22-year-old after I do that stuff. Works perfect. Good.
Hemphillfarm.com. Next, we're brought to you by Lucky Duck. Listen, they've got a lot of products. It's predator season now. You know, people are going after coyotes and bobcats. Shoot and raccoons. You know, Lucky Duck has something for everybody. They've got kennels out there. They're 5-star crash test rated kennels. You can put it in the back of your truck and strap your dog down and not have to worry about what's going to happen to him in the event of an accident. Obviously, everybody knows about their waterfowl line. They've got the best A-frames on the market, the 2x4 blind. They're a one-stop shop. I mean, they've got everything. They've got e-collars, they've got kennels, they've got motion decoys. We ran their rotary system a couple times last year. They've also got some new products that are going to come out later in the spring and summer. So check them out at luckyduck.com. They got a turkey line out there now. I mean, they've got all sorts of stuff. So just head over to luckyduck.com, whatever you're looking for. They have something for you. That is at luckyduck.com. Next, we are brought to you by Dirty Duck Coffee. If your coffee sucks, it is not the duck. They are growing and expanding. They've got some of the best coffee that you'll ever drink. Morning Wood, Sun's Up, Guns Up, First Flight. It goes on and on. Missouri Boat Ride Blend. You can subscribe. You can get coffee shipped straight to your door. You can figure out the delivery, how often you need your coffee delivered, and you can save a little bit of money if you subscribe to their loyalty program. DirtyDuckCoffee.com. They've got amazing looking swag. Saw some of it at NWTF. Jay and Buck are great guys. They're on a whole tour with all the hunting shows coming up. So if you want to get your hands on it and try a couple different blends before you buy something, if you have a hunting show, big hunting show coming up, I'm sure they'll be there.
Check them out at DirtyDuckCoffee.com. Look for them in the East, on the East Coast. They're going to start being in Food Lion grocery stores, a few of them. So anyways, check them out at DirtyDuckCoffee.com. Best swag in the market. Great coffee. It's all we drink here at the Big Honker Lodge.
Next, we're brought to you by Shin Gear. My goodness, they had an incredible booth at NWTF. It was packed the entire time. I tried to go by and talk to them and loaded with people. They're kind of tinkering with some of their wader products. They've got the 2S system that's coming out. It's got 2 seams on it instead of 7, I believe. You know, if anything is going to go wrong on a wader, it's usually at the seam. So they're cutting down the number of seams on their new waders. The jack shirt's out. Bibs are out. I wear the bibs every single day here. Waterproof, windproof. It's all you need. Shin Gear, I'm telling you, they are the way to go.
The scout boot I wear every single day during hunting season. Every day. They got a brand new. They got tons of colors. Fixing to get me some gray ones. I love them. They're great. I'm telling you right now, if you wear anything outside in your garden or nothing, even with shorts, you can put them on. They slip on. They're comfortable. It's the way to go. Shingear.com.
Next, we are brought to you by Boss Shot Shells. Bismuth is the way to go. Copper-plated bismuth. Turkey season's coming up. They've got all of their turkey stuff ready to ship to your door. It's all TSS. I shoot 9s. That's what I shoot. I like a lot of pellets. In my mind, you send a hornet's nest out to them, the flop starts. So They've got War Chief. They've got their Legacy line and Waterfowl. They've got Boss Tom. The gear is amazing. Call the shop if you want any of the gear. Phone number is on their website, BossShotShells.com. We're proud to be associated with them.
Yes, On the Road with Boss. Jeff and Andy comes out in March 18th, I believe.
March 18th.
Check them out at BossShotShells.com. Thank you very much.
Next, we're brought to you by Pacific Custom Calls. Pacific Calls and Post Falls, Idaho. Anything you need. Waterfowl, geese, ducks, turkey. They've got a call for it. You know, great guys up there at Pacific Calls. They had a hell of a show at Portland. They're retooling a lot of the stuff. The PCD duck call has undergone a transformation, making it more versatile for more people to get their hands on and feel comfortable with the call. They also have the Turkey Rodeo. It is going to be April 20th, Post Falls, Idaho. They're having a big shindig up there. Bring your turkey, biggest turkey with weight, spurs, beard. Combine those. Biggest turkey will win $1,000 and a belt buckle. So they got a lot of cool things going on with Pacific Calls. Check them out, PacificCustomCalls.com. We have a promo code with them, BHP25, 25% off your order. Not going to find a better deal than that. Next, we're brought to you by Dive Bomb Industries, the leader in silhouettes, Silla socks. They are great. That's what we use out here every single day. It's easy to throw out a big spread with Dive Bomb. You can throw out 50 dozen and it's not a big deal. They got a floater line out. They got some full bodies out there now for snow geese. And that's all going on right now. Squad Fest is going to be July 19th and 20th, the 3rd or 4th. I can't remember. I think 4th. So it's coming up. Make plans to be in St. Louis around that time. Great guys and hard workers. They're always ahead of the curve.
Going to be a good time. Can't wait to see you there. Come by and see us. Andy will sign some titties.
Yeah.
Divebombindustries.com.
Next, we're brought to you by the Looking Glass Podcast. Head over to their Patreon account. Get signed up. Logan and Rebel, they put out a hell of a show. They got a bourbon review, and they're just great guys to listen to. The big sultry voice of Logan Pyatt.
The bourbon review is worth it alone. If you're a bourbon drinker, these guys, they talk about it. They know their bourbons. Professional drinkers, basically. Looking Glass Podcast on Patreon.
Next, MLR Graphics. Baseball season's coming up. You're going to need jerseys. MLR Graphics in Breckenridge, Texas can hook you up. If you head over to their website, mlrgraphics.com, you can get in contact with them. Whatever you need, shirts, hats, they can do it all there in the great city of Breckenridge, Texas.
They do all of the stuff for the Big Honker Lodge. So anything that's got a Stanfield or a BHP logo on it is done by MLR Graphics. Holler at Michael at mlrgraphics.com.
Next, we are brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. There is not an organization that is doing more on behalf of waterfowl hunters. They are putting ducks back into the sky. They are the leader in wetland conservation. Figure out a way to get involved with them. Either start a chapter, join a chapter. Your money gets put to work to put more ducks into the ecosystem for us.
And they will be having a ducks, I guess it'd be a ducks event next year. There's not one this spring. Right. Spring of 2025, being Memphis, Tennessee, will be a big convention. Will be a really good time. Look forward to seeing y'all there.
Next, we're brought to you by Alpha Outdoor Specialties, maker of the Stanfield stool. Save my back all last hunting season. Nice chair, sets out in the A-frame. You can sit up, you can sit back, you can lean back, you can swivel. It's a perfect way to spend a morning in an A-frame. No more bucket butt for me. You can find it at alphaoutdoorspecialties.com along with all their other stuff. They've got a blind caddy. You can keep your coffee up there, your shotgun shelves. You can even hang a heater buddy if you need to. They are an innovative company. So Alpha Outdoor Specialties, if you need a Stanfield stool or a blind caddy. Next, we're brought to you by Mossberg. Don't sleep on the 940 waterfowl gun. That's what we shoot out here. Oh, everything's oversized. Listen, it's cold out there. Your fingers get cold. You need big things. The charging handle is bigger. The safety's easy to get to. The 940, it's a very, very good gun. It's what we use every single day. In the blind, whenever we get to shoot, they've also got rifles. They've got all sorts of stuff. Competition guns, handguns, whatever you need to take down, you can be shooting a Mossberg. Mossberg.com.
They also are great stewards for the youth. They give us guns every year for the Gold Star Hunt, which we will have the first weekend in November or first weekend in October up here. Thank you so much, Mossberg, for reaching out and doing so much for the Gold Star kids in the military. That's Mossberg.com.
Last but not least, it is Stanfield Hunting Outfitters. You can come out here and spend time with us. Dove season will be here in just a couple short months. We got a couple openings for that.
Yes, I've got some weekday hunts during the weekdays open. I don't have a lot of weekends open. I think I got the, I may be able to do one group of eight on first weekend, which is the 8th, I believe. And then the second weekend, the 15th, I've got one group opening for 8 to 12. And that's it for the weekends. And then weekdays, we can do a private group for 20 people. Anyways, that's at stanfieldhunting.com, 940-658-3172. And if you call, Jeff will answer the phone. If not, leave a message and I'll call you back. Thank y'all for listening to the Big Honker podcast. We appreciate it. God bless y'all. Get ready March 18th. You'll start seeing the first series drop on the Road with the Boss, hosted by Jeff and Andy. Thank you. Peace out. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Watch for deer.
Big Honker podcast brought to you by Mossberg, home of the 940 waterfowl. Also, the guys that donate the guns to all the kids for the Gold Star hunt. Props to Mossberg USA. Go check them out.
Incredible people over there. When the kids get to the gun portion of the Gold Star hunt, eyes light up.
Yep, every time. And they're great, like, people. I get to take these home? Yes, you do. That's your
all yours, buddy.
Everything you got right there in your little basket or in your bag, and you're basically, you need a shopping cart to haul all the stuff off from the great sponsors. It is for the Gold Star Hunt. Thank you, Mossberg. We will be doing the Gold Star Hunt again this year. We have a few spots open. If you know any kids that have lost their dad or their mom, police officer, ambulance, we're going to reach it out to first responders. Please get reach out to me. Please, we've got a couple spots available for those kids. That hunt is, you're going to make put myself in a bad spot here now. I think it is on, I need to look this up now. I think it's October 4th, 5th this year. I believe that's right.
Yeah, October 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Is the Gold Star Hunt. So thank you very much. We appreciate all the donation sponsors, everything. It goes to a great cause. Keeping kids back in the woods gets the kids out. A lot of those kids never even hunted until they got here before, and a lot of them are getting to rekindle some memories with their lost parents. So thank y'all very much. Okay.
2 weeks. 2 weeks away. Big On the Road with Boss premiere, March 18th.
Yep. Check out the first trailer launched yesterday.
Yeah, or the day before.
Or the day Either before. Way. I'm on Mexico
Excited
time
Excited about it. I it looks really,
wait.
Really good.
It's a good
we
time.
We had a lot of good memories, a lot of good trips. Blake even messaged me, saw the trailer, and he's like, dude, I didn't realize y'all went to, y'all did so much cool shit.
Yep.
We
good,
did.
Good time.
Awesome time.
Look forward to shooting season two starting here pretty quick. All right, let's talk about the world today. We're down to the same presidential race again.
Woohoo.
I'm excited about Donald Trump.
No, I'm not.
Why? The guy is the greatest president we've ever had. He got fucked on the last election. 100%
ready
screwed.
For it all to be over.
If we can't continue down this road.
No, we can't.
We can't. If we have Joe Biden for another 4 years, we're done as a country. You can say what you want to. If you don't live in a place that is dealing with the border issues, you have no idea. It pisses me off when I hear somebody up north in Chicago or Boston or New York say, it's not that bad. Then why do your people at your big cities, that are all these sanctuary cities, whine and stuff when you get a busload of people?
Yeah.
You ought to get 100,000 of them a day coming across.
I'm just over it all.
Well, I'm not. As Americans, we need to step up. Everybody needs to step up. You need to get out and vote. You need to get your people to vote. You need to hold your local elections accountable for a fair election. That's the problem. We need a fair election. Guy told me, we just got back from Mexico, and I was talking to a guy in Mexico that spoke English. He was a manager of a bar or something, and he was a pretty good dude, and I was visiting with him. He said his cousins and two friends just came to America.
Oh.
$14,000 is what they paid the cartel per person to get to America.
Right.
One of the three didn't make it, got caught.
Oh, so they sent them back?
He sent them back. But right. But the cartels, that's why they don't want to end this shit. And they're in. And if you're a fool, if you think our government's not getting kickbacks, somebody is for these people.
Oh yeah.
But I'm excited for Donald Trump. Nikki Haley got out.
She did.
We have to have Donald Trump get in office. If we don't, we're in big trouble. We are, as a country, we can't take no more. Fucking cost of everything is skyrocketed, you know, and it just in the border is a freaking mess. And if you know anybody that lives in the border, ask them, you know.
From the border, I mean, he's not going to do anything else.
Who?
Trump.
He's going to put back to the Chinese deal. You're forgetting about everything was going on good in our country until COVID got put on us by the deep state.
Yeah, but I don't think he can do anything that's going to rein in housing costs.
Everything, yeah, because the prices went up, the economy was booming, everything was good.
But I don't know what policies he would enact. I just don't think that I don't think that Trump is the magic wand to kids not being able to afford homes. I don't see where.
But
that's
you think going down 3 more years of Democrats is better? Four more years?
Didn't say that at all. I don't know where you got that. I've never said that.
Well, you said,
but I don't know what Trump is going to do to combat rising housing costs. He doesn't even talk about it.
Well, it's because right now we need to get the fucking border fixed. That's our biggest problem we have in this country. We're flooding the world and we're giving them checks. And he's going to cut out sending all the fucking money to Ukraine and all that shit.
That's all good stuff, but I don't understand what that's going to do.
So your whole problem is a housing cost.
That's one of them. I don't know what he's going to do. The president's got a very limited, power of the pen.
Nah, I don't think so. Every fucking thing that was good in this country was reversed by the Democratic Party, Barack Obama, to sink this country. Every fucking thing going on right now. You know, Biden's like, well, it's just Trump's fault. No, it's all that shit you signed to change the fucking economy. The border's not our only issue, but that is a huge issue. Mm-hmm. The economy was going in, inflation, all that shit we didn't have no problems with when the guy before was in office. It's just went out of control.
We had, because I said this isn't going to be the worst thing that Trump lost, because there's going to be a lot of things like inflation that he's going to take an L on if he were president today. I said that 3.5 years ago.
We wouldn't have all this inflation problems.
No, we were on a bad road with inflation. I told you that.
Because of the COVID.
I said this is not the worst thing, that he's not going to be here for the next 4 years, because inflation is going to run away. And if he's president, that's going to get hung on his head.
If he would have got reelected, we wouldn't have the inflation problems we're having now.
No,
if
we would.
The deep state wouldn't have had the COVID put on us, we would have never had any of this shit. The economy was booming. People were buying houses. People's money they were saving was up. Their investments were up. Everything was up. Until the Democrats got in office. They put on something that changed the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
They made people lazier. And they get all this free shit. Now, we've got to get that fixed. Trump isn't the answer to all of our problems, but he's at least the answer to some of our problems. But I can promise you 4 more years of Joe Biden is not the fucking answer.
Well, it's not going to be Biden. I've already said that.
They can't change nobody.
They will.
How?
They will.
Okay, you keep saying that, but give me an instance of how it's too late. The primary is going. Unless
Biden.
Joe
it's
Biden.
It's going to be an emergency switcheroo.
There is no such thing as emergency switcheroos in presidential elections.
Okay. Mark it down, March 6th.
So tell me who it's going to be then.
I've told you it's going to be Newsom.
No, they don't want him. They wanted Michelle Obama, and she came out yesterday in her office and said, we are not ever. She said, I don't. Well, of course not. That she wants everybody to know what her package is.
Summer, you will find out who's going to run.
Nah, don't think so. It doesn't matter who they run. The American people want Donald Trump. Every nook and cranny of this country you want. I had a guy on Facebook today said something. Oh, boy. I said, you know what? Unfollow. Unfriend. You ain't on my side. You're against me. And if you're against Donald Trump, you're against America right now. Because that's the point we are. I am so fucking fed up with this shit. I'm sick and tired of seeing my dollars go to other fucking places that don't do a damn thing to America. I'm sick of fucking politicians. I'm tired of them motherfuckers. I am so sick of Washington, D.C. and all the bullshit. I'm sick of the shit in Austin, Texas, too. I'm so tired of where our country has gone. All the regulations and shit we have to go through. I had to stand in fucking line to get back into my own fucking country last night with a passport and an ID. Where some motherfucker comes in that can't speak English, gets fucking checked for $10,000 freaking dollars. He might speak Arabic, he might speak Chinese, he might
speak
Portuguese.
Is that true, though?
Yes. Then people get all this fucking shit. Then they put them on a fucking airplane. It just came out 2 days ago that we've flown 320,000 people have been flown in by the Democrats into our fucking country. 320,000 people. You know? It's complete bullshit. And we, the American public, are the stupidest son of a bitches in the world because we're paying for all this shit. We get taxed on everything. We get taxed on gasoline, our house. You work hard, you buy money and save a house, and you got to pay a ton of taxes on it every year. And that's bullshit, too.
That's not true. They were going to try to do it in New York, but it
Who never, says it's not true?
Everybody.
If you don't think those people are getting gift cards on the border, you're nuts.
Well, there's no media outlet that's reporting. Well, fuck
no. They're not going to say nothing about it. Those people are getting money on the border.
So where is your... So, I mean, you've got no...
I have read it and seen it. I don't know. I don't have it on my computer right now because I'm not looking it up.
Every news organization said it's not true. It was an idea that that New York had. Mayor Adams was going to find the was going to do the $10,000.
He don't even want the illegals now.
Because that was the whole 50 Cent kerfluffle, was when 50 Cent got all pissy.
It wasn't just 50 Cent. Hold on, I'm going to look it up right now.
It's not just 50 Cent.
Those people come over here and they get free fucking everything. They get free health care. They get free this. They get free that. But we got people over here that can't afford to fucking go to the doctor. Me included. I got shitty freaking insurance because I'm self-employed.
I just don't know. I mean, just... It's going to be four more years, and then Trump's going to be out, and then we're just going to be right back here. That's the thing.
So should we just give up, not vote now, and just expect it? No.
But I mean, there's no long-term strategy here other than Trump for four more years. There's no successor, unless maybe Ramaswamy. I don't know. I really hope Trump doesn't pick Nikki Haley for his VP.
He ain't going to pick her. Mm-hmm. There ain't no way in hell he's taking that bitch.
Her name's in the hat. He's not voting for him.
He's not
That'll. I'm already on the fence between him and Kennedy. If he puts Nikki Haley on the ticket, I'm out. Hard out. But he's going to have to do something. He's going to get some person of color or whatever. That's why he should get Ramaswamy.
He's a person of color.
That's right. You check all the boxes.
So you're a checkbox guy. Plus, you're disappointing me anyways.
You have to check boxes.
You're already giving up your kids' freedoms.
How am I giving up my kids' freedom?
It really don't matter anyways.
It doesn't. Four more. What's the answer in 4 years?
So we should just sink the boat fast now.
Maybe.
Seriously?
We can all just go to Russia. Russia's got it going on. How about that? I mean, what's the answer in 4 years?
What the fuck is going on with you?
What's the answer in 4 years? There is no answer in 4 years.
How do you know?
Who's coming?
Well, there wasn't Trump in 2010. Nobody thought nothing about him, and he came. And he fixed shit.
It's got to be Ramaswamy.
That's I thought you was a Kennedy guy.
I am.
Well, no,
as long as Nikki Haley is
Ramaswamy now.
I like Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy is a legitimate answer. Trump's, what is he, 80? What other 75, 77?
Trump is the only.
He'll be 81 he'll be 78 when he gets elected. He'll be 82 when he gets out of office.
He don't look like he slowed down much.
I just can't believe that in America, we're putting the hopes and prayers on the backs of people that are fucking 80 years old. They're decrepit. All of them. We got to get young blood in there. That's why I like Ramaswamy.
We got young blood. We got AOC. What good does her young blood do?
Well, I mean, that's the problem.
I'm not against
finding. It's a major issue.
I'm not against finding a good young person. First of all, we don't need more fucking politicians. I'm tired of politicians. That's the problem. No. Everybody running's a fucking politician except Donald Trump. He's a businessman that ran for president. That was it. Never ran for office, never did nothing at all. He's a politician. I mean, he's not a politician. That's what we need. I am so fucking tired of us having politicians. You look, Ted Cruz, is he? He's a politician.
Nothing. That's not going to change. You can yell and scream. Nothing. None of that. None of what you're talking about is going to change in the next 4 years.
It changed in 2016.
How?
We elected him, some bitch. It wasn't a politician.
So we're going to get one guy for 4 years, maybe.
Well, that's better than not having fucking none at all.
We've got to have a major system change here. Major. Just because Trump gets elected, that's not going to do anything to the career politicians. Not a thing.
Mm.
It's not going to do anything. What is Trump going to do to the bottom line of the career politicians? Nothing. They outnumber everybody. They're all going to get reelected.
I'm not disagreeing on that, but we can at least elect the leader of all of them to not be a fucking politician.
Did Crenshaw get beat last night?
I hope so.
They said he was in serious. They said they thought he was going to lose. No, he won.
Oh, that's too bad. Old pirate boy. Go back to the deep state. No good. Sorry, prick.
He was down in the early voting, I guess.
All the smart people voted early there.
I guess.
I can't imagine reelecting that son of a bitch.
You got it.
And John Cornyn for the Senate minority whip or majority, whatever they're going to be by that time, he's another piece of shit we don't need.
59-40, so 60-40. It's close, though.
I I would love to see all people that aren't in politicians to run for offices. I really do. But what we do is we get those Ivy League kids that go to the Ivy League school and they get out and they fucking become politicians and they've never had any life experience. You know, and it's a deal. Did you see?
We're going to change.
Well, we got it. We got to change. We just can't give up. And you're just wanting to give up. It don't really matter.
I'm not giving up. I don't have a whole lot of high hopes for the longevity of this, of anything. I mean, four years. Okay, great. But there's no answers. Nobody's talking about serious reform. Nobody's talking about term limits that would seriously put people, you know, you've only got a finite amount of time to do this. And if you don't do it, sorry, your time's up. It's time for the next guy with a good idea.
Well, I'm telling
you. And that's why we're going to continue to have 70 and 80 year old men running this country.
At least I'd rather have my 70 year old man be not a politician.
Well, you'll have it for 4 years.
Well, that's, I hope I do.
He's probably going to win big.
I hope.
And then that's it.
He should. Well, then maybe Rahm's way comes in, maybe.
Maybe.
Or somebody else like that. Fucking, let's say Larry Ellison, one of these guys that owns a big corporation that ain't. Jeff Bezos would be a better fucking president than Joe Biden. And I'm not a Jeff Bezos guy. Mark Cuban, same thing. I want someone that knows something about business that's got some fucking common sense. We bleed money as our country does, and nobody gives two shits about it. Nope. Yes, we do need fucking term limits bad. And I would love to see Trump as president say, hey, let's fix this term limit shit. That's what we need to do. But if he don't play the game to a degree a little bit, then they're going to cut on his balls like they did before. The whole system is screwed up. We all know that. Everybody in America knows that shit. And I'm tired of it. Absolutely makes my blood boil thinking about the shit. It pisses me off, all the hoops and bounds. We had to go through more fucking security to get into Mexico than you do if you walk across fucking Rio Grande right now.
No, getting into Mexico was easy.
You still had to show IDs and have proper identification and everything.
Well,
if you didn't have that, you wouldn't get in.
That's because we were doing it the right way.
That exactly.
I don't want to try to get into Mexico the wrong way.
No. No, not at all.
Lock you under. Evidently, some guy in Georgia won. Some preacher or something. Maybe it was Georgia. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
We need people. Every community in America, especially small town America, is ran by business people and people. Hell, they're begging people in some towns to run for offices in small towns. But those are ran by your pillars of your community, usually, or good people that people put faith and trust in. Not always, you know, because I got elected a few times and I'm damn sure not a pillar of my community, but it's there. You can run. You can be a part of it. But when you get to the bigger cities, then you start getting into the career politicians and the state level. And the federal level is full of career politicians. I mean, AOC, I'm not a fan of the lady at all. She went and beat some big-time deep state guy to win that spot. Nobody thought she busted her ass, got elected. She's a fucking idiot. Now she's whining because she's getting harassed by people, but it was okay
for her on her own side.
Yep, that's right. But it was okay when they were harassing Republicans. She was okay with it. She's worth $26 million, I read the other day. I don't know if that's true or not. I want to know how the hell she's accumulated $26 million in wealth in being in office in 6 or 8 years.
Oh, shit.
And that's, you know, that's a, there's a problem there. I think if you run for federal office or if you're a federal politician, you should have to open up all your accounting to show where all your money's going to.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's because you're getting paid on the side somewhere for something. And you shouldn't be able to do other jobs. You should not be able to do speaking engagements and get paid for it. You get paid a salary from the United States, a good salary, $180,000 a year. You shouldn't be able to do anything, speaking engagements, till you're out of office. That should not be allowed.
This doesn't say. You got Snopes reporting.
Well, I don't trust it anyways.
I mean,
I don't know how you would look it up anyways. There was a report that she is worth $26 million now.
I think it was from Reuters. Other posts claim she has around $24 million or perhaps $29 million in the bank.
There's no fucking way you can accumulate that kind of money making $180,000 a year in 8 years.
But, like I said,
she had to deal with Netflix. They did a special on her, and they paid her money. And that's the way they work around the system, just like fucking Hunter Biden's artwork.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's spending more people to pay more money for Hunter Biden artwork than they are Van Gogh in some spots. And that's a major issue also. Gets my blood going. Politics should not be that big a part of our country.
Well, Jeff, you spent 19 minutes talking about it.
I know, but it shouldn't be part. That's what I'm saying. It should not be this way.
Wow.
Unless it's a month before an election cycle, it shouldn't be that big a deal. But it's huge.
Yeah, but people, the news people know what ratings sell, and Trump's good for their ratings. Actually, I don't know how great he is, because I've seen all, and it might just be TV in general, everything's down. I think Fox News is down like 25%. MSNBC is down like 30%.
Well, I don't watch
all the news networks have taken a big hit.
I never watch the news.
I think people are just depressed.
It is fucking depressing. It was, all of our fucking money goes to Ukraine. All of our fucking things and prices can go up on shit. They regulate the shit out of us. Yeah, people are fucking depressed. They're sick of this crap. This ain't America. This ain't what it's about. You should be able to work and save money, and your kids ought to live in a safe environment. Shouldn't have all this woke bullshit. It's the woke shit is just crazy in this world right now. You know, you get, if you say gay, you're offensive to somebody. If you call them a homosexual, offensive. You know, can't call him a Peter Puffer no more. Can't
it's
do anything.
A bad day. You can't call him a Peter Puffer.
I'm telling you, can't do
that's
anything.
That's why I try to just not dabble. Just not dabble. It's going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah, but you got to care. You got two little boys.
Yeah, I do care. But I mean, what's it going to, and it's not going to change anything. Just stay in my lane, do what I do. And hopefully at the end of the day, we don't get hit by a comet. Other than that. I can't do anything about it. What am I going to do? I can't fix the border crisis. What's my one little vote going to do? Nothing. Well,
that's the problem. We have too many people that think that, though.
Unfortunately, it's true. I mean, you're going to go out there and, you know, and then they're going to do WWE on TV in front of you, and everybody's going to rally their base. They're going to say the exact right thing at the exact right time, and then the world's going to move on. That's it. 4 years, and then we'll do this again in 2.5, unfortunately. Maybe it needs to be a longer cycle. Maybe it needs to be like a 6-year term. That way we're not always...
Fuck that. We couldn't take... I'm telling
that
you...
That way we're not always talking about it. Because about the time that shit from the last election settles down, everybody's ramping up for the next one. And it's just nobody ever gets a break anymore from this fucking politic game.
The House of Representatives is the one really bad. They get 2-year terms.
Oh,
so they work for a year, and then another year they're campaigning for the next election.
Yeah, you're always fucking campaigning. You're never doing your job. Maybe they need to be longer. I don't know.
No, we need to be 2 terms, and that's it. Every position had to be a 2-term limit.
Yeah, well, yeah, 100%. But
and that's it. 2 terms, you're done. You can't work as a lobbyist. We need to get rid of fucking lobbyists.
Well. That's not going to happen.
Lobbyists, insider trading, all that shit. Fuck them bastards. Fuck Washington, D.C. And I said it, and I hate them bastards.
Eye in the sky.
We just got back from Mexico. We went to a place called Isla Mujeres.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful place.
Highly recommend it.
It was a hidden gem. Not anymore.
But it still wasn't bad.
What that guy tell you? No. It wasn't bad. But I just mean, what that guy tell you? It was like 10 grand for an island that guy bought?
No, he bought that peninsula.
Oh.
For $8,000 in 1990.
Oh, wow.
So that would have been 33 years ago. He bought a peninsula for, and now that piece of property is worth $2 or $3 million. It's if you're not familiar with it, it's the Island of Women, and it's off the coast of Cozumel. And we went to it for, Blake proposed to Emily there. And so we took a catamaran and went across there.
Gorgeous.
And went to a little tequila place, and we drank tequila and got screwed on the overcharged this bottle's tequila, watched Blake propose. Beautiful place. Well, we went back and stayed there this time. We flew into Cancun, did a water ferry, or we rented a private. We had a private boat that took us across the island. They picked us up in a taxi, and they took us to our resort. We stayed at a place called Mia Reef. It was on the very north end of the island. We had to go across an old rickety wooden bridge to get to the island where our resort was. The water and sand were absolutely amazing. At nighttime, we would have a golf cart we rented. We had a golf cart rented the whole time we were there. We took every road on the island.
Most of them.
And it was such a good time. And it was nice because I never one time felt like it was unsafe.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great time. Nice little throwback kind of place. And it's overall safe. Lots of families there. It was the first time I've been to Cancun, Mexico, and... American or just families in general kind of outnumber the party crowd. So
it was not a big party crowd place at all.
Well, except for the one place, except for Stingrays. It gets a little weird at Stingrays.
Well, we're going to have to dabble into that now that you brought that up.
You got to check the undercarriage.
I almost got a brother-in-law out of that.
You did. Yeah. You got to check the undercarriage. If you go to Stingrays at Isla, you got to, you know, if there's a girl flashing you her boobs in it, you seem like, man, this is probably too good to be true. it's definitely too good to be true.
He had a nice set. He had a nice set of tits.
He had a very nice set of tits. Yeah,
I would.
Spent a lot of money there.
$15,000 on them, probably.
Good set of tits. Probably should have gotten a nose job to look a little bit more feminine. So, but when the beer goggles are on, evidently, you know, nobody gets past the tits. So, yeah, we saw. Oh, this poor guy. Number one, he was a hooker. So getting paid.
You thought that was a hooker?
100%. Yeah, I watched him haggling prices.
He comes walking up the bar. Or in the bar on the stairs, and Trevor Austin from Pacific Calls, who did not touch this man.
He did not.
Hit me, and he's like, check them out, and look around, and then pulls these tits out of her shirt, or her like halter top deal. I was like, God almighty. And then she was
getting
out
wild at stingrays
in the street, and then they came in. This was a karaoke place, and there was a lady singing there that was as good a singer as I've ever been. That lady could sing on stage. There was two of them that could really sing really good, and there were some that weren't very good. But anyways, they were the show until Mr. Thing comes in with his tits, pulls his tits, comes in there, and then he grinds on my brother.
He did?
And Andy goes, that's a dude. And I'm like, what? He goes, I'm telling you that's a dude. I'm like, no, surely
not. That's
a
man.
He goes, that's a man. And then Chase, Tony's friend, I went to the bathroom and come back, and Boot Scoop Boogie was on, and Chance is dancing with this guy. And I'm laughing and shit. So the bartender comes over, and Chance slapped him on his ass and when he walked off or some shit. And I asked the bartender, the waiter guy, I said, you speak good English? He goes, oh, yeah, real good English. I said, are them boys or girls? He goes, oh, he said, all three of them are boys. I'm like, I said, oh, this is going to be too fucking funny here. Then it wasn't 5 minutes later, and there's these two 18-year-old boys with their dad.
Mm-hmm.
And they are kissing this guy.
Yep.
And they have no idea.
Not a bit.
And I felt bad for him, and they finally left a little bit. Then a guy gets on stage, and he's singing karaoke, and she starts dancing with him. He tries to put his hands up this guy's pants. The guy come off the deal, and I said, that's a guy. He said, fuck, I know it is. He's like, fuck that shit. I ain't going up there no more. Mm. Then this guy's really, really drunk.
And he found the one. Listen, you know, hookers know who to play. You know, they know where their time is. Time is money for them. So they you know. She found the drunk fellow at the bar, and she went to work. Went to work.
And they left on a cab together.
And they went, yeah. I saw him haggling prices, and I guess when she was kind of thinking, hey, this might not happen, you know, we're shutting this shit down. I got to go find somebody. I got to go pay the rent tonight. So these kisses and, you know.
And he had a pretty girlfriend.
Me rubbing my tits on your junk, or it's over with.
Did you know his girlfriend was pretty?
I don't know who she was to him. If it was a girlfriend or an aunt or a cousin.
She told Tony it was
cousin.
A girlfriend, but she was a pretty lady.
She was very attractive.
Could dance, and she could sing. She was very, she was a very attractive lady and could sing.
Yeah, I don't know. We looked for them for the other 2 days that we were there and never found any more parties. We did find the young boys, and they still are hoping that that's not a guy.
I couldn't go without telling them the truth.
Oh, well, I know.
And that boy says, she was very strong.
Was very, that makes sense why she was strong.
That's great.
Yeah, you know, you got secrets can't leave Cancun.
We went to a karaoke bar turned tranny junk stop.
And everybody left. Like, you would figure the bouncers and the people that manage the bar would be like, this is not good for business. They got to go. No, fucking, they let the party go on. And two people walked in, they sat down on a table, and then basically the dry humping started on their table. So they're like, all right, we're getting out of here. That's lost revenue.
That was dumb. I would have kicked them out a long time. Yeah, first 100%. Of all, I don't know why you'd have a bar and let someone come in there that acts like a woman to fake some drunk guy out. I don't. That's not
maybe
good
they're
business.
All in on the take, Jeff.
They may be. Maybe she owns the bar, or he owns the bar.
Yeah.
But anyways, the food was very, very good. We ate outside. We ate out every night. We did not have any dinner at our resort. We ate lunch and breakfast there. And it's like all resorts you go to. Breakfast is the same breakfast, and so is lunch.
Yeah.
Dinner time, we went out on the town every night. We had a great time. Never did I feel not safe at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a really good time. Food carts everywhere. You could get street tacos, churros. It was a really, really good time. I highly recommend Isla Mujeres to anybody that wants to go on a vacation.
And it's safe. The worst part is Cancun. Once you get through there, you're safe.
Cancun is just like going to fucking the slums of Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, really is. We did watch a cop beat the shit out of a guy.
Yeah, I love that.
We had a guy got pulled over by the police. He tried to run from the cops, tried to ram his car into another car in a traffic jam, and they had his door open. They pulled him out. And there are no cop cameras, I guess, in Cancun because they beat the piss out of this son of a bitch. He deserved every blow he got. They whipped his ass. We saw a cop beat a guy up. We saw a guy trying to ram a car with a car. Saw a tranny with nice tits.
Gotta love Mexico.
And we flew on Spirit Airlines. And I got to say this for Spirit. I've always been real critical of them. Really, it was really pretty good. We've been delayed on American a whole lot more than we had on Spirit.
Right.
We did have a little computer glitch on the flight going out, but we landed basically the same time we were supposed to anyways.
Yeah. Spirit was good.
It was a really good vacation, mini vacation for us. It was a good 4 days.
Yeah. But now it's the catch-up game. I got home last night, right back to work.
Did you see the boys this morning?
No, I saw Jameson, but no, I didn't see.
Jameson, glad to see y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was, you know, you drive and then you get home and then fucking up at 12:30 putting together a podcast. So I was like, was vacation really worth it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I worked my dick in the dirt to go on vacation, took a couple days off, and then it's right back into the fire up until 1 a.m. working my dick into the dirt to get caught up from missing for vacation. So it's like, fuck, this is silly.
I had a guy call me yesterday at the Cancun airport. Hey, Jeff, what are you doing? Well, I'm in the shitter in Cancun at the airport. Oh, okay. I had to call him back this morning. He's like, he said, you still in the shitter at Cancun? I said, no, I'm in Knox City now.
Made it back.
Jameson got him a Spider-Man mask and cape.
Nacho Libre, whatever.
The type, whatever it is, to go with his Sasquatch footies that Michelle bought him. He'll be an interesting looking fashion statement the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Big things in football yesterday. They dropped a lot of guys. Got Russell Wilson. Do you think he gets signed, maybe else?
Yes.
You do? Who do you think he goes to?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody will hire him. 100%.
I didn't know if maybe he would even play again.
Oh, he will. Yeah. He'll go somewhere that needs a quarterback. Somebody that's got a question mark. There's only about 18 teams out there.
Man, I don't know if I'd pay that kind of money.
I don't know how much money you're going to have to pay. Got cut. Figure it out. Give you $2 million a year.
He ain't going to do that. I think if you got him for $12 million a year, even as a backup, it's a good deal. I mean, it's not like real money we're talking about anyways.
Right.
I mean, before we get into football or anything, let's talk about this snow goose conservation order in Texas they're canceling. What do you think about that?
I don't really give a shit. I think it's bad that they're going to limit hunter opportunity, even though Texas doesn't have a whole lot of, I mean, Texas is not a state that's known for supreme, springtime snow goose hunting.
When it first happened, when did this start? The first one, was it 1999 or something?
I have no idea. They haven't canceled it yet. It's on the docket.
They're canceling it. Everything's done already.
Possibly.
They just do this to make people feel good.
Oh, really?
I think so. I don't think the state of Texas takes any input from anything we're going to say at that meeting.
I mean, I don't snow goose hunt. I don't know a whole lot of people that snow goose hunt in Texas during that conservation order. So I don't really think it's going to hurt a whole lot of people. But the fact of the matter is that when you lose something, you very rarely get it back. So I like the idea of, if somebody has an opportunity to snow goose hunt in the springtime for the conservation order, if they want to do it, they should be able to do it.
Do you want anything from AA, Tony's there?
No, I do not. I've had enough junk. I'm done. I'm probably going to go back to the carnivore diet pretty quick. I'm sugared out. I'm fried food out. Yeah, I think it doesn't affect me, but if somebody has a lot of snow geese at different times of the year and they can get after it, it's going to affect them. So I do not like limiting hunter opportunity.
I don't. This is my thoughts on the deal. When they first come up with this conservation order season, the Texas coast probably held 1 million snow geese.
Right.
I don't have a clue on any numbers. I'm just spouting off here, but I think probably the numbers were pretty steady there. Since then, Houston has encroached further and further west. It's made parking lots out of everything and housing additions, and they've lost a lot of their habitat. There are some places down there they still kill some snow geese. One of the other big crops is I think they want to move their snow goose limit to 5 birds per man. I don't understand why that's a big deal.
For the conservation order?
No, for the regular season.
Regular season.
And I still don't, and I may be off base, but I think that's what they're wanting to do. I don't know why that's such a big deal. If you go out and kill 5 snow geese, if you're a snow goose guy down there and you got 10 guys who kill 50 birds, you've had a great day.
Yeah.
100% success. Be happy with that. I don't know what the how many guys down there shoot 100 birds a day anyways anymore. And I don't think that there's many snow geese left down there when the conservation season starts.
Right.
Now, my problem is if in Arkansas and Louisiana they're going to still have the conservation season, then they should let people in Texas have the same opportunities if they have the geese here. I do know that sometimes around Corsicana and some places up in northeast Texas, they do have some pretty good snow spring right. snow goose hunts. I don't know how consistent it is, but they do have times that it's pretty good.
But, I mean, if you're looking at it from the state, and I don't know why, I don't understand what it would hurt the state.
Yeah, I don't either.
To keep it going. I mean, but when you look at it and it's like, well, there's no snow geese in Texas during that time of year. So why have it? I don't know. I mean,
we could have had it here. We had a couple of weeks that we had a shitload of snow geese still here.
We did.
It's unusual how many we had even at times.
Right.
But I wouldn't go fuck around with them.
No. And like I said, like I've done it maybe twice in the entire time that I've been out here. And I've seen a lot of years where there's nothing here by the time that season finally rolls around. This was an outlier. I do remember doing it with Ron a couple times when I was a kid, but I mean, we never did any, 10 birds or something like that.
Yeah. They had
we're not saving the tundra by any means.
I went to Wichita one day, and that place between here and Wichita that holds geese had about 10,000 snow geese on it one day.
Yeah.
3 days later, I went by there, wasn't a bird to be seen.
Right.
And that's what you're, that's all the deal. If you're going to go snow goose hunting, it's made for Arkansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, places.
Right.
I mean, there's certain places, I'm leaving off some places, of course, that has snow goose, but that's basically where you're at.
Yeah.
And every year is going to be different with the weather. If you have a hot, hot, hot January and February, good chances the geese are going to be gone anyways. If you've had a really cold, cold January and February, there might still be some geese around.
Right.
But I think lowering the limit to 5, I don't understand what the big... I heard someone go, you can't make a living only killing 5 birds. Fucker, we're going to be living on 3 speckle bellies next year. You can. You know? I don't know what you think you're... You know, how many...
How many times do you shoot more than 5 per person?
Very, very few times.
Is the thing that you got to ask. I mean, are you consistently going out there 5-6 days a week and shooting fucking 10?
No.
10 per guy?
No, they're not. They may say they
are. Don't see it on Facebook.
No, there's going to be somebody say, oh, by God, we did. We shoot them every time we go. We shoot 150 birds. Bullshit. It ain't happening.
That's, I mean, man, you know, I'm not going to say it ain't happening, but I've just never seen it.
You can go to Arkansas.
I agree.
And you're not going to do that.
I've
got a lot of friends that
I'm
do.
I'm with you.
With hunts in Arkansas, they don't do it anyways.
I'm with you.
I don't care. Personally, I don't know that this conservation season has made a big hill of beans anyways. Either way, I don't know. I don't care if you do it or you don't do it. I'm not saying they don't do away with it all. I'm just saying, has it made a difference in the tundra at all? That's what it was supposed to do.
Right.
I've always said before, if you really want to do that, go up there with fucking AKs and just wipe out the whole fucking, you know,
yeah,
knock out 80% of the birds up there one time, and then it won't take them long to regrow, to come back. But when you're shooting snow geese that are 20 years old, them some bitches are smart. We're going to a meeting. Me and Andy are in Austin in a couple of weeks. They're going to move our speckle belly limit to 5.
Is what they're proposing. Which you say it's already a done deal.
I think it's pretty much a done deal.
Okay.
For 6 months, I've been told it was a done deal. So
yeah.
I'm assuming it was. I would love to see us be on a 3-dark limit. Like it was when I got in business in the early 90s, we were on a 3-dark goose limit. You get through 3 specs, 3 Canadas.
Right.
Any combination thereof. And that's what I wish we would go to. We are going to be on a 3-spec limit next year.
We are.
We are.
At SHO.
At SHO, we are be a 3-spec limit. I don't give a shit if you're the Pope, the King of France, Britney Spears. We might give Britney 4, but mm-hmm. we're going to shoot 3 speckle bellies no matter who you are. That's our limit. And Justin Hill at Ranger Creek is going to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everybody else around us sticks to 3 because 5 is too damn many. I think the state of Oklahoma shooting 8 small geese is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I was part of that game for a while. So it's not like I'm talking about something I was not a part of. We were a big part of that up there. And I think 5 geese is enough. I don't for the little geese.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to shoot 8 Canada geese. I talked to outfitters. They're like, yeah, I agree. Well, fucking do it.
Right.
You know, but
you can be your own police. You don't need the man to come in and tell you.
I think all back stops at 6.
Oh, this is it. But you know, I mean, just do your own thing.
But I've talked to 4 or 5 different guys. Like, oh, I agree. We'll fucking start
within the regulations. I should say, don't do your own thing outside of the regulations. But if you think that, just like this, you know, we got turkey season coming up. If you see that your piece of property is, you know, you can shoot 4 turkeys here in Texas. If you see that, oh no, we're gonna abuse the resources. If 4 of us go out there and kill our 4 birds, 16 birds off of it, fucking do your own management. Don't go in and like, I can kill 4 toms. I'm going to kill 4 toms. State didn't want me to kill 4 toms. I wouldn't. I mean, do your own management. We don't always need the government to come in and tell us what we got to do.
No, and that's kind of like the big push now in Texas with some other outfitters wanting to have a guy outfitter's license in Texas. I'm against it. I'm against any sort of government regulation. You heard my rant earlier about the government. I'm sick and tired of our government. I think we need to have some groundwork and some ground rules done that would help outfitters. I think it would benefit the outfitters. I think it would benefit the clients. You know, I don't care what kind of outfitter you are. You're going to have someone that's given you a bad review one time in your life.
Yeah.
Some of it's warranted. Some of it's not. Everybody has a bad day, bad hunt. Shit happens. I understand that. There's guys out there that are taking money from people that have no business guiding hunts.
Mm-hmm.
There's guys out there doing mechanic work that shouldn't do mechanic work that take money from people. There are people selling. I mean, it doesn't matter what industry you're in. There's somebody out there that's fucking people out of money and doing stuff.
But I think they would still just fuck people out of money.
They would.
Even if there was a guide's license. I do. It would help. Having a vetting system or certain requirements to obtain before you can become a outfitter, it would definitely help some. But if somebody just got their mind made up that they're just going to fucking do it and to hell with the consequences, or we're just buddy hunting, they're still going to do it. But I think that there should be something. I don't think that anybody should just be able to be a fly by night and, you know, screw people over.
See, here's one of my issues I have. I think that if you made it a reasonable amount to be involved with. I think that what we should do is we should have a guide and outfitters association that we're self-regulating. We're not giving money to the fucking state and letting them be involved. I really do. Should be a $500 a year to be a member of it. And you get rated on your business.
Hmm.
And you can say, hey, check out my guide rating at Texas Waterfowl Guides Association, blah, blah, blah. And I've got a 5+ rating or whatever it is. And you get docked for shit that's legitimately, and have a group of guys on a committee or women that are in the business that understand the business that can talk about it in all fairness. Because if we put a deal in there where the state says you're going to have to pay $5,000 or $10,000 a year to get a license, I would have never been able to start my license, my business.
I understand that.
That would have stole my American dream. And I don't want to see some young kid that's wanting to do the same thing we're doing.
No, I wouldn't have. You would have found a way around it.
I didn't have the money.
Yeah, but you would have done shit illegally for the first couple of years and then saved up your money for your guide's license and then...
Maybe so, but there I don't... You go. I mean,
what are guys supposed to do? I mean, you have to have...
I don't want it to come down to costing a young kid his dream because he don't have the money to play. Because what happens is, it's just like we're talking about the gambling in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
A few established guys can control everything, and that's not fair to the little guy.
But what are you supposed to do if your dream is to become a Michelin star chef?
You got to go to...
you want to own your own restaurant. What are you going to do? You can't just go start up a restaurant and not have the proper requirements.
What are you talking about? You're losing me here, how this hangs out together.
There's requirements that you have to have.
To be a Michelin star chef?
To be a cook. You don't even have to say a Michelin star chef. Just to own your own restaurant.
You can open up a restaurant. Did state don't come in and pay me $5,000? Of course it does.
It takes money. You've got to have licenses. You've got to have other things. There's overhead. You're just not going to...
You can be a private chef. You don't have to have nothing for a private chef.
What if your dream's owning a restaurant?
Then you say, man, owning a restaurant. There's a difference between guiding a hunt and owning a fucking lodge. Yes.
Right.
But it shouldn't be required. This is America. It shouldn't cost you money to try to go do something you want to do. I mean, it just shouldn't. And I think
it costs my wife a lot of money and licenses and stuff.
Yes, because she's dealing with people's health. She's putting chemical on people's faces and pulling them off and shit.
It's still...
To be a barber, you have to be a licensed barber.
So that, I mean, we should just, everybody wants to be a barber, should just go be a barber without anything, nothing, just because, well, it's their dream, and we take for them to be out a couple bucks. I get what you're saying, but I mean,
you're like talking to your mom.
But there's plenty of industries that you got to pay money to get in that industry. You can't just say, "What's my fucking dream?"
You're gonna buy. You got to buy decoys and everything else. I know there's a lot of overhead.
Hold on. I realize it.
Just a minute. Hold on. Just a minute. I said reasonable.
Uh huh.
I said I don't think you should have to pay $5,000 or $10,000 a year to have a guide license.
Well, you don't even know what it would be. That's just an arbitrary number that you pulled out of the sky. Nobody's ever said it's going to be five or ten thousand dollars. What if it was $1,500 to have a guide license?
I think it should be $500.
Okay, $500. Make it whatever you want. It doesn't even exist. It's not going to exist.
Well, they're pushing towards this.
Maybe. Not this year, though, right?
No, it won't be this year, but I bet coming in the next couple of years, because it's getting some.
I think it should. The panhandle is fucking littered with guides.
Oh, let me finish my deal. I'm against it 90% of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for regulation.
Of some sort.
Yes. To protect the client more than I am the outfitter being protected.
Right.
But it ought to be a reasonable amount where anybody that wants to do that ought to have that opportunity. It shouldn't be just a rich kid.
I don't agree.
It shouldn't be just a rich guy. Okay. And I'm going to ask you your side just a minute. But I think that this is my requirements, I think. I think it ought to be $500 a year. I think you should be a member of a guide association. I think people ought to be able to go to a website and look up guides and say, these guides are in this place. They're a member of the association. They've been in business so many years. Everyone has to require to carry $1 million liability insurance. Everyone has to have insurance. This is something I don't have, but I think we have. I think every outfitter ought to have to go to a first aid class.
Mm-hmm.
That's my requirements right there. Liability insurance, because there's too many guys out there selling hunts to Joe the public off Instagram, mm-hmm, or Facebook. They have two good hunts, or they steal somebody else's pictures.
Yeah,
you know. And they steal pictures. They put these big pile pics, blah, blah. Well, a guy don't know shit about hunting wants to take his boys hunting. He looks it up. Oh, this guy right here. Look at all these pictures they killed. And he books a hunt with them. They got one field to hunt all year long.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there should be some kind of.
Well, you have that. You have it with Mallard Bay to some extent. And I just think that's
where they vet their outfitters.
Right. So, I mean, you have something to where the vetting has already been done for you. So you have that with Mallard Bay to an extent, and they're growing every year. But I think that it should be substantial enough that it's going to keep some people out.
So why are you wanting to keep people out of chance to do their opportunity to do their?
Well, I just.
What's your reason?
They're just because then anybody can do it. $500 isn't really going to deter anybody. I don't think.
So you think people should be deterred?
I think that there should be some legitimate thought. Like when my wife was doing, when she was doing all of her expansions. You look at the different things and say, okay, this is going to cost this much. This is going to cost this much. Am I invested into this enough to spend $1,500 for whatever it is? I don't know, $1,500. Am I going to do everything in my power to make sure that this $1,500 investment pays off?
But she's got a license. That's guaranteed by the state.
No. What I'm saying is all the other things that she's added to her business, she had to take training for it. If it were just free, if the cost was $100, well then, you know, whatever. I'm out $200 if it doesn't work out. The cost should be enough to where you're going to do things the right way, to make sure that you get you get the most out of your $1,500 investment or whatever the number is.
Okay. She's expecting her clientele to come year and year and year. Every year. She's building a clientele base.
No.
She's not?
Yeah, she is, but that's not what I'm getting at.
You're confusing the fuck out of me here.
I don't understand how I'm confusing.
I don't understand how this relates anything to the hunting business. She is in the health and beauty business.
Then use any other business that you want to.
Okay, well, dummy it down to where I'll understand this then.
If the cost is only $500, like you said, there's still going to be people out there that $500, okay, we'll pay our $500 and we'll go on.
It's just not a $500 cost, though.
For the license.
I don't want the state regulating shit. No more than I do the federal government. But
I think it shouldn't be so high that it keeps somebody that really wants to do it right but can't afford to do it. I don't think that's fair.
I think it should be high enough to where it deters people, to where they are 100% sure that this is what they're going to do. And they're going to do things the right way to make sure that they don't lose out on the $1,500 or whatever the number is. $500 isn't going to, everybody's just going to, okay, $500, I got my guide's license. I'm legit now.
I mean, if you're a fishing guide, you got to get a Coast Guard approved captain's license to guide fish. I don't know that if you have to on inland waters in Texas. I do not know that. It's just not something I know much about. I don't care about it because I don't want to be in the middle of it. I just think when anytime you invite the government involved, it screws it up. But I understand that we need some structure in this business for the fly by night guys. I'm actually on the fly by night guy side because I was not a fly by night guy side, but I was a poor kid who started a business, and I would not be able to do what I'm doing today because I'd have never been able to afford to get into what I'm doing. Not at all. Not even close to it. If I was lucky. But there's got to be some sort of perimeters, structure set, because there's too many guys getting hosed meeting guys at Allsup's in the middle of West Texas somewhere to go on a hunt that the guys have no business guiding hunts.
But, I mean, you can pay for that guy's license in two groups.
Some guys don't have the money to pay for it up front to even start. They don't have
That's what I'm saying. You just say, hey, listen, if we get checked, we're buddy hunting, okay?
That's going on. That's going to go on anyways, regardless.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, let's say it's $1,000 and you're charging, say you're meeting your guys at Allsup's, you got nothing and you got $250.
I'm not worried about the license as much as them guys need to have insurance.
$250, but they don't today.
No,
so, I mean, even if you had the guide license, $250 a man, I mean, you got to pay for your gas. So you're getting that guide license paid for in two groups in a week, week's time, less than a week.
So you're for the guide's license?
I'm for some sort of regulation, yes, because it pains me to think that I could be in a situation where I was looking for a hunt with my kid and, you know, just shit is not kosher. And I understand it's hunting. I understand that.
You're not talking about killing birds. You're talking about everything else.
I'm talking about being proficient on a call, having good equipment, halfway knowing what you're doing. It pains me to think that there are fathers out there that have been fleeced, that have gotten to a place, met somebody at Allsup's, and they put out, you know, six trash bags or something like that and can't blow a call to save their life. And that's an extreme scenario, I know. But you take the killing aside. Are you proficient on a call? Do you have good equipment? Are you somewhat personable? That's really all that you can hope to buy in a hunt. Shit happens, and I get that. But I think there should be something, because there's a lot of people out there that don't take it seriously, that are not committed. This is just an easy way to make money because they have access to land. And, yeah, I feel bad. So I think there needs to be something. But I don't know what it is. I don't know a number. I don't know, you know, what number is going to be that threshold where we only get the serious people that are committed to having an outfit as a long-term career, and the people that are just in it for a quick buck. I don't know what that tipping point is monetarily.
My problem is if you get the state involved, then it just goes to one more. Every year they add some shit to you.
I agree.
And that's not what I want to see happen.
It's a fine line.
I want to see outfitters be accountable. I don't care how big you are, how little you are, you got to be some accountability. I don't care. In other states, I know outfitters that got huge names, run big, nice places, blah, 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 and they have bullshit happen.
But would you?
And I know little guys that do it. It happens all the time.
Would you have been able to afford insurance if that was a prerequisite whenever you first started?
I didn't have insurance to my second year.
But that's what I'm saying. You've already said that if a guide's license was in place, you wouldn't have been able to
No, I didn't even have liability insurance until my second year. But that's what I'm saying.
If that was the criteria, you're still going to keep people out that can't afford whatever $1 million liability insurance is a year.
And boy, I'm going to tell you what, it's getting tougher and tougher because there's not as many underwriters. I have had hell with our insurance this year. Not because I've had a claim, because we hadn't had any claims. All the fucking hoops and shit you got to jump through at a lodge anymore is just stupid.
But that would keep people out. There has to be a level of entry, a level of headache.
Well, I have insurance to protect me.
Right.
I'm not worried about insurance to protect someone else. It's to protect me and my farmers.
But do you think that if that was what was required to start a business, if somebody that wasn't totally serious about starting it, they wouldn't go through all that?
No, they wouldn't be. When I first started guiding hunts, I didn't plan on making it. I was going to college, going to school still. It was good money. I made really good money in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of morphed into something really big. I always wanted to be an outfitter. I wrote an article when I was in eighth grade about, or not article, wrote a paper, what I would like to do. And I'd like to be a hunting guide or a forest ranger. I did not want to be a fucking forest ranger, but I did not want to work in a fucking office.
Mm-hmm.
And cards were dealt and I was lucky and very blessed to where I'm at, but I did not want to. I'm jumping through hoops with insurance around here because I got to insure the lodge because if a fucking tornado hit, I don't want to be fucking zero or a fire or something. So we bust our humps and do right to pass insurance inspection. And every year it gets more picky and picky because they want that down payment. They want to insure you for 3 or 4 months. And they want to drop you after that. And it's like that with all companies. Yeah, anybody, you deal with insurance, car insurance, no matter what it is. They want their money every month. But by God, when it comes time for them to pay you, they are all about fucking somebody over not paying their claims.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see some young person that's got the dream of being an outfitter have that opportunity without having to go through a bunch of red tape. Because what happens is, in all industries, the big boys suppress the little guys so they don't get no competition.
Sure.
I don't give a shit what you are. There's a reason why we don't have a lot of different, there's a reason we don't have a manufacturer now, right, making square bodied vehicles that look like a 1984 Chevrolet pickup anymore. Because the big car manufacturers are going to lobby to keep them from being able to open up a business.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to, all the emissions controls and all that shit. It ain't about they care about the green. It's keeping someone else from starting a car company.
Right.
Because if someone started a company out and built some Blazers and Broncos from the early 80s, they'd sell a shitload of them because that's what people want. Something that you could work on yourself. You think about it, it's a perfect job business model. Mm-hmm. Let's build a vehicle with a gas V8 or V6 engine in it that Joe Blow can work right out of his house. He can fix his own fucking thing. He can change his oil without having to take the fucking motor apart to change the oil. That's what we want. That's what the American consumer wants. Tires, you can do yourself. You don't have to, you don't need synthetic oil. You don't need just fucking a car like they used to build all the time. Well, Chevy and Ford don't want you to do that in Toyota and anybody else because it costs them money.
Right.
So they suppress the little guy. It's a whole different ball of wax, but that's what I don't want to see happen to the little guy. And I'm one of the big guys. And I think it's fair to let someone else have their opportunities. But we need some kind of sort of regulations. I get calls all the time. Yeah, well, are y'all shooting any birds right now? Yeah, today we had a pretty good day. Yesterday was kind of tough. Well, we went and hunted, met some guys, at Floyd 8 at the Alsips up there, and we didn't even see a goose. They were 10 miles away. There wasn't nothing close to our field. And found out later that kid only has one place to hunt, blah, 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 blah. Buddy, that's not us. I'm not saying you're going to come here and shoot a limit of birds.
Because
it's hunting. And the kid took you on a hunt. Whether you shoot a limit of birds or not, you paid for a guided hunt, not a guided kill. And he did that. Now, you got screwed probably, yeah. Because that kid's going to do the same thing again tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Because he has nowhere else to hunt.
Yeah.
So there needs to be some kind of, but I don't know the answer.
There needs to be some level of entry, I think.
But getting the state involved to me is not a good idea.
Well, like I said earlier, don't wait for the government. Police your own. Start your foundation, Jeff.
If you charge $1,500 a month and you collected, there's 200 guides in Texas, and there's more than that. I mean, not $1,500 a month, $1,500 a year. At 200 guides, that's $300,000.
Okay. What are they going to get?
What is that $300,000? What are we going to get out of that $300,000?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's going to be administration fees if I'm the head of that council.
So there's going to be two people making $150,000 a year to take care of this. Right. Sign me up, buddy, and I'll be the chief counsel of that. But that's
easy to see how shit gets corrupt.
Yes, and that's what happens, and that's why I don't want to have to do that. But I think we need a guides association in Texas.
Start it, Jeff. I've got a lot of irons in the fire. You'll have a self salary.
No.
Like you said.
Yep, that's right.
We just get 200 outfitters and
yep.
150K administrative fee.
I'll cut it out for $100,000 a year. I'll take care of it. But we need a guides association. We do. There's a lot of things we could do. We could have some conference every year and go over stuff.
I wouldn't join a fucking guides conference.
No, but
no,
I mean,
way I would.
But if you had an, yeah, you would. If there was an association and they had a meeting for 2 days a year and they went over things they were doing to fix and that, there's some things that could be positive that come out of that.
I'm out.
But I would be involved in
that. I'm not going.
If we had
count me out. Okay, you want to go?
That's fine.
Go.
I wouldn't mind having a guides association. And through it, we might be able to pick up health care and have affordable health insurance as a group. We might be able to pick up liability insurance. Must be yours, ain't mine.
We could do what? Now we're a union?
No, not a union at all. But we could go co-op together and maybe get health insurance. Maybe we could get cheaper liability insurance. There are some benefits we could have out of that. You know, life insurance, health insurance benefits that might help us if we co-op together as a group. So there are some good things that can maybe come of it.
See, now it's out there and somebody's going to start this and they're going to have an administrative fee of $250,000 a year and you just cost yourself money because you don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. I got enough shit going on.
It's coming. Guarantee you.
But we
guarantee somebody starts this.
No, they should. But we need a Guides Outfitters Association in Texas. And then if you threw in all the deer hunting guys and all that other stuff, we could have a pretty good lobbying group of people that could help us on some things that we need to get fixed, maybe. There are some
benefits.
What
do we need to get fixed?
We'd have more of a say-so in some of the stupid deals. I think fucking October 30th, when they get to start shooting cranes in the panhandle, we ought to be able to shoot cranes here. I think that our goose season should open 2 weeks earlier than it does. And end if they could end it 2 weeks early, I wouldn't care. But I'd rather have the 2 weeks in October that we don't get. I would like to see our crane season open the same time as the Panhandle guys' crane season does.
I think the season length is perfect.
I think early till season ought to be the whole month of September. I think dove season ought to open September 1st and close January 28th. I don't think if you're looking at the bottom line of the dove numbers aren't going to change any bit at all. If you open up dove season September 1st and you close it at the end of the January, the amount of dove is not going to change at all. They're going to die of disease, freeze, whatever the hell it's going to be. It ain't going to make any difference. 15% of all doves die every year. 80% of whatever it is, it's going to be the same. Whether they get shot or they die of a bobcat, it's going to happen.
I think if you started the season earlier, 2 weeks earlier, like you said, your birds would just get stale faster.
It might happen. I don't know. But I think that's an option.
I mean, yes, we do have the bird numbers, but if you don't have anything to back it up, instead of the birds getting stale first of December, they're going to get stale before Thanksgiving now. But that's all that's going to end up happening. Yeah, we got the birds, but
We got a ton of cranes the first 3 weeks of November. But we can't hunt them, but
we did
shoot them.
Last year.
We did. Yes, we did up north. We just don't chase after them. We did. But you can go 35 miles west of here, and then you can start hunting them. I think that all of the north zone ought to be the same on that. There's just things we could talk about and discuss. But don't get the state involved. Anyways, that's something that's going to go down the deal. You're going to see it more and more. But it's all about government. If once you let the government in, you'll never leave. Once you do it, you won't be able to reverse it.
Mm-mm. No, because they'll make a little bit of money and be worth it.
And I don't think it's going to make a difference because you said it earlier. We're hunting together, guys. We're just friends.
Right.
And unless you got a credit card receipts or something, you are going to be hard to prove it. Guys, I only take cash. Meet you at Allsup's. I charge $400 a morning. Blah, blah, whatever it is, bring cash only.
Yep. Russell Wilson to the, I'll tell you right now.
New England Patriots.
Minnesota Vikings.
See, I don't know what's going to happen with, that would be an interesting move. New England's so hard to tell because Belichick's not there. They got a whole new system now, so I don't know what they're going to do or not going to do. Russell Wilson's numbers were not really bad last year.
Right.
Minnesota is an interesting deal because it looks like Kirk Cousins is going to go to Atlanta.
He's headed to Atlanta.
Well, that's what it's looking like.
Probably, yeah.
I would not be surprised. Yeah, Calvin Ridley wouldn't go back to Arizona, to Atlanta. He might.
Making sure nothing's broke since we've been out, since we've been doing
well, there's nothing happening yet, really, because it's free agency can't happen for another week or so. The Minnesota job, well, I tell you, as a quarterback, there's got two damn good wide receivers there and a good tight end.
Where you want to go?
Saquon Barkley, what do you think he does? Texans or back to the Giants?
I don't know. I mean, boy, that just sucks for him.
Who?
Saquon.
Why is that?
The running back market's just down.
He's going to make $12 million a year.
Yeah, feel sorry for him. No, I mean, there's just so many. Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Saquon.
They're not Saquon. He's by far the best free agent out there as a running back. The Dallas Cowboys are fucking fools if they don't offer him a 2-year, $30 million contract to get him signed.
Well,
he'd be a difference maker. I hate the Dallas Cowboys, but he's a difference maker. He catches the ball so well out of the backfield. They think he's going to sign with the Texans. Houston Texans are in play for everybody because everybody wants to go there.
Really?
A good young team. They love the coach. I think Saquon Barkley could go just somewhere and be just like Christian McCaffrey. You put him in the right situation.
Right.
And I think that the Texans have got a really good offensive line. They got Devin Singletary and Damian Pierce, so Saquon's a big – what about if Saquon went to Buffalo?
Here's the free agents this year. Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler, Alvin Kamara, Tony Pollard, Barkley, Diggs. This says Devontae. Devontae's not a free agent. Maybe that's just next team odds. They've already said that.
Alvin Kamara is a free agent this year?
That's what it says.
Well, he was good last year, too. God dang, that's another one.
Or maybe, no, this is just bet online odds next team if the player changes teams. Anyway, this says the Packers are plus 2,500 to land Barkley.
The Packers? What about Aaron Jones?
Yeah, I don't know. And then the Houston Texans are plus 200, Cowboys plus 300. So Packers are a long shot. Eagles, Bears, Vikings.
You know, the Eagles aren't going to bring back DeAndre Swift. Saquon is a big – that's another good fit for him.
So Philly. The leaders are Houston and Dallas, and then Philly coming in after that. Plus 200, plus 300, plus 400. So
Jerry Jones is not real big on free agent running backs. On signing anyone's.
Right.
And he got burned on the Zeke deal.
Yeah.
I think Saquon would be a big fit for Philadelphia. I didn't even think about them. He'd be a better fit at Philadelphia than he would Dallas.
Could you imagine that?
Oof. Well, DeAndre Swift's a free agent.
Right.
So.
I don't know. I didn't. I think that was just odds on guys changing teams, and Devontae was kind of rumored to be going
rumor
to the
Jets. That Devontae's going to go to the Jets.
Okay, it's Chris Jones, Kirk Cousins, Daniel Hunter, Christian Wilkins.
Yeah, he just got let go by Miami.
Calvin
yesterday.
Ridley, Mayfield. Didn't Mayfield just sign? Or are they just saying since Evans did, they think he will?
He will. He's going to re-sign with him. I think he's the number one free agent.
Chase Young, Leonard Williams, Marquise Brown, Saquon, Bryce Huff, DeAndre Swift. Let's see. Stephen Gilmore, Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry. Oh, the Tyron Smith for the Cowboys. He's a free agent.
Yeah, I think he's going to sign with New England.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson, Jadeveon Clowney. Anyway, Tony Pollard. Interesting stuff. I enjoy free agency way more than I do the draft. Austin Eckler.
This year's draft's going to be interesting because all these damn quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you're getting in front. I don't give a shit what a rookie quarterback is. I thought Carolina last year fucked up and they didn't take C.J. Stroud. Well, it's easy to say that now because Stroud was so good.
Yeah.
But Stroud was such a better and bigger guy. J.J. McCarthy at Michigan, everybody thinks on. Caleb Williams looks like the real deal, but Caleb Williams has got a lot of needs a lot of humbleness in him.
Yeah.
And I'm not so sold on all that shit.
Time will tell. All right, we got to get out of here. Check out 2 weeks away from On the Road with Boss. We will be in Tulsa for the Bassmaster Classic with Boss.
And On 'em Fishing with Maddie Robertson.
And then in Austin the week after that. Going to be 5 specs, but we're going to do 3 here.
Yeah, we're going to be on a 3-spec limit. So how many people you think are going to come in and say, we can shoot 5 specs now? Nope, 3.
You should have listened to the podcast back in March and you'd already be...
I told everybody that rebooked. We've known about this since October, so I've been telling everybody that rebooked that we're going to be on a 3-spec limit next year.
Yeah.
So it may say 5, but we're going to be at 3, and I will make sure in the paperwork it says that everybody signs in.
Big, bold letters.
Yep. We only shoot 3-speckle bellies.
We're stopping at 3.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a good week. Be safe. Pray for our country, please. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Watch for deer. Go check out our sponsors. Go check out Hemphill Farm. Use the promo code BHP. Alf Outdoor Specialties as Stanfield Outfitters, Mossberg, Double T British Kennels, Ducks Unlimited, Lucky Duck, Looking Glass Podcast, Shin Gear, Dirty Duck Coffee, Dive Bomb Industries, Pacific Calls, BHP 25, Boss Shot Shells, and MLR Graphics.